Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Joe Sullivan, president of the Buckingham Pond Crescent Association, Neighborhood Association. And Joe is here to talk about Rezone Albany and his suggestion to table Rezone Albany for the rest of the year until the new administration comes into office. So, Joe, hi, how are you?
Fine, and yourself, Cynthia?
Good. So what's your thoughts about tabling Rezone Albany?
Well, what's happening is now the mayor is actually trying to push this through real quick. There's a common council committee meeting at 6 p.m. today. It's the Committee on Planning and also Land Use, Economic Development.
Right.
And they're meeting at City Hall at 6 p.m. And then
right.
on the Monday the 3rd, the Common Council is holding a public hearing in the Common Council chamber on the Rezone Albany proposal. Now, what I'm arguing, Cynthia, is I'm urging people to take a step back because I maintain that the existing R1B single-family residential zoning for the city, which is mostly the uptown wards, is adequate, and the protections are there for the homeowners. And what this new Rezone Albany plan would do is it would put a lot of mixed uses in these neighborhoods where they're not permitted now. And I argue that this would it would undermine the residential integrity and quality of life in these single-family neighborhoods. And that would also have implications for the city tax base, which supports the schools and city government and home values.
So you say tabling. What's the consensus when you talk to people? Are they for tabling this?
Well, people are virtually unaware of it, even though they've been there have been notices from time to time. There have been a lot of meetings, but most of those meetings have been downtown. And the area that's affected up here in Uptown that pays the lion's share of the property taxes, I think most people are unaware of it. And what it may mean, what Rezone Albany's passage might mean for their the character of their residential neighborhood, their home values, and also the city tax base, which supports the city schools and city government. So what I'm urging is that the Common Council Committee on Planning and Land Use and Economic Development table the Rezone Albany proposal for the remainder of the year. Now, there are five members on that committee, and they're meeting tonight at 6 p.m. And Dan Herring from the...
Who are the members?
Dan Herring is the chairman. He comes from the 13th Ward. And then you have Ron Bailey, who represents the 3rd Ward, Kelly Kimbrough, who represents Ward 4, and then Kathy Fahey, who represents Ward 7, and Lee Golby, who represents Ward 10. And if three out of five of those members vote to table, the bill stays in committee. And that's the place to head this off right now. Because once it goes to the full common council, forget it, it'll just be rammed through. Yes?
When people think of Rezone Albany, they think of Lark Street. And they think that issue has been totally resolved. So what you're saying, there's a lot more to Rezone Albany that people should be aware of.
Oh, yes. And this, especially these residential neighborhoods in Wards 4, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14, and 15 pay the lion's share of the property taxes that supports the city schools and city government. If you destabilize the residential character of those neighborhoods, you're going to hurt home values, people are going to leave, and that's going to have a detrimental effect on support for the city schools and city government services, which are already having problems. The city of Albany is insolvent. You've got a $12.5 million budget gap for this year, and then because of the sanctuary city policies that the mayor and common council are promoting, they'll lose another $7 million in federal aid. So you're talking about a loss of $20 million. That's substantial.
It is substantial. Now, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
If the bill is not tabled, and it's put through the Common Council,
If there's a new
Common Council comprised of many new members in January, and if there's a new mayor, can this thing be, if it's implemented, can it be rescinded and done over, or if
it's like Obamacare. Once it gets in there, look at the problem they're having at the federal level. So the best thing to do right now is to just simply table the Rezone Albany proposed ordinance and map and all the details, and let it be debated by the candidates that are going to be running for the ward seats in the 15 wards, the candidates for mayor and treasurer and comptroller who are running citywide, the Common Council president who runs citywide. Let them all debate it and inform their constituents of the details, what's really in this bill. This is almost like Obamacare in a way, because you have to pass it, to, as Nancy Pelosi said, to see what's in it. Well, not so much here, because the event actually got written documents, but most people don't bother to read these. And it's very likely that you're going to have a new mayor, and you're also going to have many new Common Council members. So why not just put this off now until next year when they're seated? That's a smart thing to do.
Let me ask you this. The meeting is tonight. Today is Wednesday, March 29th.
Right, at 6 p.m.
Is it your assumption, and I'm going to use the word assumption, that when the people meet to vote for this, do they know the ins and outs of what's in this particular piece of legislation?
Now, when you say the people, do you mean the legislators, or do you mean the ordinary voters, or both?
The legislators.
Well, I have a feeling that they don't fully understand the implications of this, because when you look at the Common Council makeup, you've got 15 members representing one from each of the 15 city wards. And look at the city budget that they passed. It was voted for, as long as the mayor controls 10 member votes, she rams anything through that she wants, regardless of what the other four or five do. So that has to stop, because we need an independent Common Council. And it shouldn't be just a rubber stamp for what the mayor wants.
Now, since the vote is tonight, it's too late for me to contact the...
I don't necessarily think the vote is tonight. What should happen is they're going to have a presentation by the planning board of the Rezone Albany. So this is a good opportunity.
Okay.
It's open to the public, and people can attend and comment. Now, of course, it is short notice, but again, this is another example of why it's just being rammed through real fast. You know, the information on this, I don't think it's you haven't seen it in the newspapers, have you? Or anything on local TV or radio?
No.
It's like one of the best kept secrets, which often happens in government. I can give you some examples. Yes.
As far as me contacting council members to come on the show to talk about it, I would contact Bailey,
Yeah.
And who else again?
Bailey from the 3rd Ward.
Yep.
And Lee Golby from the 10th. Fahey from the 7th. And Kelly
right.
Kimbrough. But I would start with taking the three people that are most directly affected in this, because when you look at Golby in the 10th Ward and you look at Fahey in the 7th Ward, they virtually
right.
have no R1B housing zones left in their wards. And the ones
uh-huh.
that do have, and well, the same is true really for Ron Bailey. So the
uh-huh.
only two members that really do have you know, significant amount of R1B are most of all the chairman, Dan Herring. And what people could do is they could just call him. His telephone number is 438-7527. And
mm-hmm.
if they really support the concept of tabling this for the year. And what's the harm of doing this? Because this will allow a thorough debate. All of the candidates that want to get on the ballot, you know, people have to sign petitions in June. The voters should know who they're signing for. What do these people stand for? And then in the September
right.
primary, and then you have the November general election. So this is in the interest of voters casting informed votes and knowing what's happening.
Uh-huh.
It really affects their homes, and it affects the schools and
right.
city services.
Right. So what I'll do is this afternoon, after we get done with the interview, I'll contact Fahey, Bailey, Golby, Kimbrough, and Herring, and I'll ask them to come on either individually or separately or maybe as a group to talk about how they feel about this and what they feel this particular issue is of importance to the city of Albany. What do you think?
I think that's good, but I would make this observation. I think representatives, the council members, Bailey and Kimbrough from the 3rd and 4th wards, they're
right.
probably a little bit more independent, and they've shown that by their actions and stands they've taken on certain issues in the city. And Dan
right.
Herring, even though he is an advocate of all this, he represents a ward that has a lot of R1B single-family zoning homes in his district. And if the voters
uh-huh.
fully understand that and what the downsides of Rezone Albany are for their neighborhood, they can bring pressure on Mr. Herring. So you can actually pick off about 3 of 5 votes, and the bill would remain in committee.
Okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
as far as the, we have an incumbent mayor who has not declared whether she's running or not. And we have actually three. We have three candidates. We have Dan Platt for the Green Party,
yes.
Commisso, and McLaughlin.
Uh-huh.
Have they spoken about this issue at all?
Not to my knowledge. That would be an interesting thing to question them, too, because certainly
okay.
how they feel about it, and do they understand the significance of the zoning changes that are proposed and what it means to the,
okay.
To the single-family residential neighborhoods, because these single-family residential neighborhoods in the wards that I mentioned, Ward 4, which is up above I-90 there, that's Kelly Kimbrough, and then
right.
you have 8, which is all along Whitehall Road, 9, which is along New Scotland Avenue to Hackett Boulevard,
right.
Then you have 12, which is up above the northern part of the district there, that's Mike O'Brien, and you really should actually contact him to see what he thinks about it, too. And then you have Dan Herring in the 13th, who's the chair of the
right.
planning committee. And in the 14th,
right.
you've got Joe Igo. In the 15th, you've got Frank Commisso.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So for this particular hearing tonight, we're concerned about Fahey, Bailey, Golby, Kimbrough, and Herring, correct?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing to do is, like, given the short amount of time that's available, the best thing to do is contact the chairman. And if anyone can show up, they can actually go to the meeting, because what's going to happen is there's going to be a presentation by the city planning department of the rezone Albany.
Okay.
That would be a good chance to have some exchange of ideas and to see if I'm on target or maybe I'm not on target. You know, well, they could respond to some of my. Pardon me?
Who's the chairman?
Dan Herring.
Okay.
Ward 13. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And again, his telephone number I gave you, he's 438-7527.
So, like everything else, there's only a handful of Cameron Council members who will be independent of the mayor. And if the mayor wants this, I'm pretty pessimistic about this.
Well, this is what usually happens in government. Look at Washington there, where it was an attempt to ram through Rhino Care, which was really no better than Obamacare, and it didn't solve the problem. And it was only a few courageous legislators on the Republican side who voted no, and they've been chastised for voting no, but they did the right thing, because the Rhino Care bill proposed by House Leader Ryan wasn't really the right way to go. Didn't really solve the problems.
Mm-hmm. So let's,
and the Democrats, Democrats vote. Pardon? Go ahead.
Let's give out the contact information for these five members. So for everybody that lives in the 7th Ward, can contact Kathy Fahey, and her number is
482-6159.
Correct. Yes. So then we have
Kelly Kimbrough in the 4th Ward. His phone number is 200-9267. You have Ron Bailey in the 4th Ward. His number is 300-8799. And then you have Lee Golby, who's in the 10th Ward, and her number is 209-1244. But I would urge people to really focus on...
Kelly Kimbrough. What's her number? What do you have for her phone number?
It's a him. Kelly is a male.
200-9267.
He's a former policeman.
I have 250-9267.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe I'll stand corrected then, yes. I think you're actually right on that, yes. So I stand corrected, 250-9267. Now, for people who want to see more of what I have posted on this, they can go to the neighborhood website. It's letters bpcnanews.blogspot.com. And I've got substantial number of posts on there what this rezone in Albany would really mean. And I think it's only fair, you know, fair-minded voters will want to have this openly discussed. We should know where the candidates stand. And then if there is going to be a vote on it, it should be next year when you have a new mayor, new president of Common Council, and also new aldermen from the various wards.
Okay, so tonight is not the decisive evening, is it?
Well, I think it's important, because if you want to nip this in the bud, it's important to reach out to the members of this Planning, Economic, and Development and Land Use Committee of the Common Council, because they're the ones that will have to vote on whether it's reported out of committee. So again, if 3 out of 5 members vote to table it, it's not going to get out of committee. Now, frankly, when you look at that lineup, I think the three people that are most likely to possibly be influenced to vote no would be Dan Herring, the chairman, because he represents a residential neighborhood.
Right.
Ron Bailey, who has a primary.
Right.
And Kelly Kimbrough, who represents a very nice area north of I-90, as well as other parts of his fourth ward. But the bulk
uh-huh.
of the vote comes out in that area above I-90. So I think you're going to find those three the most receptive, where I would think that Catherine Fahey and Lee Golby are just largely rubber stamps for the mayor. Now,
right.
Lee Golby does have a primary, too. So,
mm-hmm.
so that's another thing that's going to make these people think twice on how they vote on something.
Mm-hmm. So
my argument is that the whole rezone of Albany should be thoroughly debated before the petition signing in June. So that, so when people are asked to sign a petition, they should know where the candidate stands on this rezone of Albany issue.
Right.
And then the primary in September, which would largely be the Democratic
mm-hmm.
primary, and
right.
then the November election.
Right. So let's wait until, let's see what happens this evening, and let's see how the dust settles. And at that point, we can have another discussion and talk about who voted for what and why. And then I'll contact the particular common council members. I'll contact
right.
the candidates for mayor, and
right.
maybe we could get to the bottom of this issue.
But I would urge any of your listeners now not to sit back and wait. They should make an effort to, when they go to my website there, the neighborhood website, I've got the Rezone Albany link, and I've got the existing zoning map and the proposed zoning map. So all the information
mm-hmm.
is there, and they can actually look at these documents and maps and see how it would affect their area. I'd urge them to strongly do that.
Okay.
And there's
Alrighty.
A lot in. There's a lot of definition changes. Another thing to be aware of, there's a change in who administers the zoning code, and there's changes in the definitions, which really impact the uses that are going to be permitted in these neighborhoods. And there's a useful chart on pages 86. Actually, it's a series of charts. And they can look at the proposed zoning and see what uses are permitted. Like, for example, on the corner of South Manning and New Scotland, you could have a car wash there. I don't think people want that. And then Matter Christie's Rectory and the open space, that's a ball field for the school
mm-hmm.
kids and also neighborhood kids. That would become
right.
a neighborhood center mixed use, which would allow commercial development. And that's only going to cause more traffic congestion along the Scotland Avenue. So this rezone
right.
only plan, I think, has a lot of flaws, and people should be aware of it.
You know, people think that once the issue of Lock Street was settled, that was the end of this whole issue.
No. In fact, they should really read the ordinance. Now, I tried. Maybe I don't have the skill, but I wanted to read the ordinance, and I can't find it online. I checked the Common Council site and so forth, and people should read the fine print. But, and also, there's looking at the plan itself, which there is a link on my website, they can see all the rules and regulations. They're going to stifle people, and especially elderly people, elderly homeowners on fixed incomes. How are they going to comply with all this stuff? It's like over-regulation. And it's really foolhardy to be doing this when you have an insolvent city that's just really on the ropes financially.
Okay. So let's see how it all shapes up tonight, and
right.
then within a few days, we'll have another discussion, and then I can invite the people, the elected officials, to comment on
right.
their feelings about this. So,
but meanwhile,
this
what people should do is,
yeah.
is read this document, take a look at my website, read the Rezone Albany map, and look at the new rules. and decide whether they think it's a good thing for their neighborhood and for the city, which I argue it isn't.
Okay. So this is a conversation that will be continued. So if you, we've been speaking to Joe Sullivan, president of the Buckingham Pond Crestwood Neighborhood Association. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Joe, this is a conversation that will be continued. Thank you for sharing your views. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And please be aware of this important issue and do what you can to keep everything good for the city of Albany. Thanks.
Thank you
great
for your
day.
Public service. Bye-bye, Cynthia.
Thank you.